All right, thank you. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you, and coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Radio Network. You know, we've been talking a lot about 3ICE in the last few weeks, and we've had some people on the show like Eddie Johnston, one of the great goalies. He's going to be coaching. We were speaking with Brian Trotche last week, and let's bring in another one of the coaches in this new league, which is going to start up next year. And it's Joe Mullen, one of the best American hockey players of all time, the first American to get to 500 goals, the first American to get to 1,000 points. And yet, Joe, you weren't drafted, and here you are, this star at Boston College. What was it that – did they ever tell you what the scouts didn't like? Were you too short? What was it, Joe?
I think basically that was it. I know when I was a freshman in college, I had a scout come up to me from the World Hockey Association, and they said they were going to draft me, and they never did, and the NHL never did. And from what I heard, you know, people were a little shy about because of my size. So, whatever, you know, it just worked out for me anyway. So probably better, you know, that I didn't get drafted.
Well, I think about the toughness of you grow up in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan. You got, you know, the Gambinos holding on to that area. And, you know, you're in the old New York Irish Catholic family. Is it kind of a sink or swim situation in that neighborhood?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, there was a lot of trouble that you could get into and a lot of trouble you needed to avoid. So, you know, we picked the one where we avoided the trouble through our sports. And my mom always said she'd spend her last time on sporting good equipment because it kept us out of trouble.
No doubt. And then you were so close to the garden and your dad worked there. So you got to kind of sneak in sometimes. Did you ever think that you'd be an NHL player when you were?
I wouldn't say that because my dad worked there. We weren't allowed to try to sneak in because if we get caught, then it reflects on him and his job and, you know, then he would be getting into trouble. So it was like we were better off just doing what we do, and that was playing sports all the time. And, you know, when Dad could, you know, ask for a favor every now and then and get us in, he would. But you know what? With all the activities we had going on, we were just better off playing the sports, and we enjoyed that more anyway.
No doubt. All right, let's talk a little bit about 3ICE for people who don't know. It's a new league starting up next year, and it's going to be 3-on-3, not unlike the big three we saw with the former NBA players. And they're just basically taking the funnest part of hockey, like we see in overtime now. It's wide open ice. When you think about EJ and Ed Johnson, and you know, I named some of these other coaches as well, when you see everybody getting on board, you know, the Guy Carbonneaus and the Grant Fuhrers of the world, was it an easy thing for you to embrace when they approached you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, being around Eddie Johnson in Pittsburgh those years, and Craig Patrick and young Eddie Johnson, who's so involved at being the producer and everything of the show, you know, it was just knowing all those good people made it very easy to say yes.
When you think about, by the way, we're speaking with Joey Mullen from 3ICE. I mentioned American hockey players, and, you know, we always, as an American, I always remember who the Mullins and the Modanos is. And now we're seeing guys like Austin Matthews, who's, you know, born out here in the Bay Area and raised in Arizona. Are we getting to the point now where we're getting more of that homegrown American talent, or is it still the Canadians and the Europeans that are dominating, you think?
You know what? It's worldwide now, and I think the Americans made big strides in the last few years. I mean, with the national development programs that we have in the States now for the kids, all the colleges and stuff recruiting kids and getting, you know, kids getting drafted right out of college, even before they're finished with college. You know, so there's plenty of great programs around here. The hockey is thriving right now. The players just seem to keep getting better all the time.
Now, you represented the United States many times, and the Canada Cup was such a huge thing in the 80s and the 90s as well. Take me back to those times. I mean, just fighting tooth and nail, just trying to get to the final, and the one time you did, the Canadians still won. But, I mean, that was a tough tournament back then.
Right, and, we were happy to get to the finals, but we definitely wanted to win, but we gave it our best shot. But the Canadians, they always had the strongest teams in those days, and probably the at least the five or six best players in the league at the time, and they were the better teams, so they probably deserved the win, but it was fun trying to beat them.
What was it like for you to make it to the Hall of Fame? I mean, you probably figured it was coming, but still, when you actually get in, was it kind of surreal for you?
Oh, definitely. To be around all those names that were in the Hall of Fame, and to see them there at the ceremony, and think of what is going on all around me with, friends and family there, and the great honor it is to be going into the Hall of Fame, and especially with former teammates sitting in the stands too.
Joe Mullen has lifted the Stanley Cup three times as a player, and there's one picture of you with the Penguins lifting the cup, and you got one of those neck rolls like I used to wear playing high school football. That was supposed to keep your neck from snapping back, right? It didn't really work, but it made you feel better, didn't it?
It did. It made me a false sense of confidence, but somewhat a little bit of confidence anyway. But I had it tied down pretty tight, so it did help a little bit.
What is your style going to be like in this league? Because, I mean, you can think, hell, just everybody go forward, or I'm going to put one guy back and two up. I'm going to put two back and one up, or it's everybody's going to switch. Do you know what your style is going to be, or is it going to be a fluid?
I think you got to mix it up. You got to be cautious at some times, you want them, when they get the opportunity to outnumber the other team on the rush, you want your guys jumping in there, helping out, trying to get open. It's going to be fast with just six skaters. That 8 minutes is going to seem a lot longer than 8 minutes running time. It's gonna seem like about 16 minutes running time, because it goes so fast, and you only got two lines of switch, so two sets of three to switch, and those guys are going to be pretty tired by the end of the games.
Yeah, there's no fourth line. As soon as you sit down, you're going to have to go over the boards again.
right. Yeah, exactly.
And as we've seen with the big three in the NBA, this isn't, some retirement league. These are competitors. We saw in that league guys getting thrown out of games, like fights starting, and I can only imagine that once this gets going, it's going to be your competitive juices are going to be flowing.
Oh, I think so too. I really do. I mean, the thing is, I mean, the ice surf is going to be a lot bigger than the basketball court, so there's going to be a lot more room to skate. So if we're going to hopefully have some really fast skaters and skilled guys out there that can move the puck and get open and get to the net and make some great plays happen. It's going to depend on a lot on your goaltender being really, really good, because they're gonna have a lot of outman rushes, like three on twos and two on ones and stuff. Probably a lot of breakaways. So the goalie's got to be ready and prepared to see a lot of shots.
Last question for you, Joe. The NHL season, once it gets up and running again, and we'll see what happens with the playoffs. What are your thoughts about this season? I mean, it's nothing that we all planned. It's nobody's fault. At least they're up and playing, unlike baseball. I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I you know, for a former player, you know, I want this to continue this year too. I want to be out there and finish a season. Nobody likes the season to end, like, just all of a sudden it just stops, you know, and there's no championship. So, I hope everything works out the way they're planning, and I hope everything keeps getting better, and, you know, we can get some people in eventually in the stands for them. But the way it looks, you know, right now, it's going to be a while for that.
There he is, Joey Mullen, the pride of Hell's Kitchen, BC, USA, one of the best American players of all time, three-time Stanley Cup winner, Hall of Famer, and a coach in 3ICE. For more information, go to 3ICE.com. That's the number 3ICE.com. Joe, thanks for coming on, and would love to talk to you next year when this thing gets going.
Sounds great. Thank you for having me.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.